to give or not to give. Surprise 5, equality. When we recognize our manifold inequalities, we find that equality can also exist. An ancient maxim says, "Friendship and enmity can only exist between equals." How so? In what way are friends or enemies equal, and why can't they be unequal? People's essential beings are of equal worth, but how can people be equal in life? It is the subtle but distinctly recognizable quality of personal power that is equal in a true friendship or enmity. A true friendship is reciprocal, although it does not submit to accounting practices. Many facets of a friendship cannot be measured and tallied on a balance sheet. Friendship doesn't fit into the box of commerce. There is, however, a general sense of balance. When a relationship is out of balance, people can feel it, especially the one who is contributing significantly more. To help imagine why inequalities of personal power cannot result in true friendship, here are some examples of material inequalities that can cause imbalanced relationships. If Jack is wealthy and Jill is not, Jack will have to pay for meals when they go to expensive restaurants and may also need to instruct Jill on special etiquette followed at posh establishments. If the difference in wealth is only slight, Jill could often pay for meals and might have strengths that balance the relationship. If Mary is highly intelligent and Jane is not, Mary will dominate and should dominate on matters of analysis, memory, and strategy. They may have great affection for one another, but the relationship is inherently imbalanced. If there is only a small difference in intelligence and Jane has greater social skills, a wider circle of influence, or greater expertise in a particular area, this can balance Mary's intelligence and a true friendship can exist. If Mike is spiritually very advanced and Tom is not, however much they like each other, a true friendship would not be feasible. They would want to spend time in different environments and with different people and converse deeply on completely different topics. They would have different approaches to morality, spirituality, and life itself. Hopefully, we can extrapolate from these examples and see that when two people with different overall amounts of personal power attempt to be friends, the more powerful one will always dominate, even without intending to, even without acting in a dominating manner. It just happens whether either person wants it to or not. The relationship can be very friendly, but it is not a true friendship. Someone with more personal power can be a friend to someone with less, but someone with less cannot be a true friend to someone with more. Relationships between unequals can provide great benefit and joy. Parents and children, teachers and students, elder and younger siblings, mentor and novice, performer and fan. These relationships can be very wonderful and loving. They are just not friendships. In any relationship, only oneself truly knows what one has given or sacrificed. Most people count what they give as highly valuable because they know what went into it. They count what others give as less valuable because they don't know what went into it. In happy personal relationships, both people give what they feel is 65%. People who evaluate friendships by commerce alone, aiming to give and get 50%, typically feel unsatisfied and unfulfilled. Friends are not identical and are not supposed to be identical. There is just a balance, in addition to mutual affection and interests. People often mistake affection for friendship. They think that if they feel affection for someone, that person is their friend. But true friendship is more than just one-way or two-way affection. True friendship cannot exist when one person has significantly greater personal power than the other. Equality really is required. The principle of equality in friendship described in the maxim has been largely lost to modern societies, especially among people who have accepted the fallacy that everybody is equal. Abandoning this principle, people are at a loss for how to wisely select friends and mates, resulting in much hurt, loneliness, confusion, and broken relationships. We can get back on track by considering both inequalities and equalities, personal skills and personal power, what is measurable and what is immeasurable. Ultimately, the one who created us, our source, God, is our only true friend.